I wanted to learn with you the three Sefer Hasidims, and if we have time, the Rabbeinu Bechaya as well. The Sefer Hasidim is Isaac in the Sinyan a number of times. He's concerned, what exactly does it mean that on this earth we can still provide Zuchusim for a Niftar? So this goes into the whole Inyan of Aliyas Neshama and Tikkun, when by a yard site, and so on. The first of the Sefer Hasidims that I gave, it's not in order, because Kuf Ayin is after Kuf Aleph, Kuf Ayin Aleph, by 1001. but nevertheless, we'll start with Kuf Aleph, Simon Aleph, Kuf Ayin Aleph, which is more or less at the end of the Sefer. Kaper le'amcha Yisrael asher padisa Hashem. Omru, ru'uya kapora zu shetechaper af al yotzei Mitzrayim. In other words, the kapor of the Egla Arufa should be mechaper way, way back, even to the point of Yotzei Mitzrayim. How can you be mechaper on Mesim? So he says, it means Kloimar al kol ha-Mesim sheyotzu mi-Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean Mesim sheyotzu mi-Mitzrayim. Al kol sheyotzu mi-Mitzrayim she-Mesim achsha. Ve'eich yochol ha-Mase lechaper al mi-Sholoi aso b'chayov. He asks, you didn't bring this carbon. The Egla Arufa is being brought at a much later time for a different reason. How could that Egla Arufa provide a kapara for someone who didn't bring it in his lifetime? Lemi shaloi asa b'chayov. Asa means the carbon. V'alechatot shemesu bi'oleho lemisa azla. She'ein kapara la'acha misa. So he says a very interesting thing. Bavas achas, he makes two points. Point number one, if a father made a carbon chatas and he was nifter before he had the chance to be makrivit al gabi amizbeah, that chatas shemesu bo'leo cannot be brought anymore. The question is, why not? Because since he's gone, there is no further need for the kapara of this chatos, says the Sefer Hasidim, because the misa is mechaperes. So whatever the carbon chatos was supposed to do, the misa is already achieving. It's a very interesting perspective. Then he says, Ella, if that's the case, how can the Egla Arufa be mechaper on the mesim? Elokach Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'ro Mezake Abba. The son can be Mezake, can bring merit for the father, and apparently what he means is when the father is no longer. Kegoin Sho'av Chote. So he says, let me give you an example where this principle works. And this is very important to see his perspective. Ho'av Chote. Now he doesn't mean that that was the chait. There's a comma after the chote. The father, well, there would be some people who would say, you know, that that's oh, but lemaisa the father did an aveira, but at the same time he raised his child properly. Since it is meritorious of what the father did on behalf of his son, that he led him in the right path, b'ra mezaka abba, meaning that the hatzlacha of the son in Yira Shamayim in an avodas Hashem, on account of the father's involvement in his chinuch, brings a zuchus to the neshama of the nifter. And when we think about it, it really means not so much that the b'ra is mezaka abba, as much as the chinuch ha-b'ra is mezaka abba. Which means, in other words, that he really did it for himself in his lifetime. But like there are principles, Peresayim, Vekeren Kayemes, there is in the chinuch of a child the immediate kiyum ha-mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah Dairaisa, a mitzvah of chinuch midrabanan, correct? And at the same time, there is the implanting, which leads to the harvesting of peiros years and years and years later. Because as the chanoich lanar al pidarko, so gam ki yazkin lo yosur mimenu. So the consequences of this child's future and all the positives that happen as a result, which could be for 100 years, are all in some way attributable to the father's input b'shaitoi, when the father, of course, was alive. And the father did, or paid for, or in any way influenced the chinuch of that child. Memeila, it's really the father's doing that's giving him the zuchus, if you follow this mahalach. It's not that the son did something, and that something per se is mashpia on the neshama of the father. It's that the father did something, and the peiros prove it. So every time there's something good happening, it's like, you know, sometimes you invest in a company, right? Or you have a patent. And then the company that manufactures whatever you have a patent, so in every piece that's being manufactured, you have to get a small percentage. It's the same thing. Every mitzvah, every davar tov, that is a consequence of that chinuch, there's a small percentage of this, as it were, because the person who's doing the mitzvah, the child who grows up and does the mitzvah, gets the schar for the mitzvah too. But in that, there's also a component that is attributable to the father. And in that respect, whatever the child does, Brum is Akaba. But as I told you, it's really not Brum is Akaba. It is the father himself that's doing it. So he writes, V'im ha'avos tzivu labonim la'asos dvarim la'acham moison, harei kisha'osu habonim ki'ilu yasu ha'avos. Here, without any introduction, it seems that the Sefer Chassidim is bringing a new idea to the fore. He says, if the children are instructed by the father explicitly to do certain things after he's gone, so then the things that are then lamaisa fulfilled by the children, since they are at his behest apparently, then again they are attributable to the father. Ki'ilu yasu ha'avos. Umikan tiknu shenoidrin tzedaka sheyetiv la'oison shekvar mesim. So I really am in a quandary, so to speak, how the Sefer Chassidim merged these three ideas. Because the first thing that he mentions is that the chinuch that the father provides gives him a percentage interest in the income that comes in afterwards, in the maisim tovim, the tzedakah, the Torah, every mitzvah that they perform on account of that chinuch. I have to tell you something. Many of the survivors, I'll continue with the Sefer Chassidim, I didn't lose track, but I have to make a comment here. Many of the survivors, when they came to a foreign country, they don't know the language, they don't know the customs, they are already gepeinik, they're suffering tremendously, they have a horror of a past, and they have to start a new world, and they are married, they have little babies. They had babies after the war. They came to America. They just had babies in America. And they have to raise these children. In the statistic, in the expectation of the world, of the sociologist, I don't know what right any sociologist, scientist would have to make a claim that these people will raise their children b'derech Yisrael sova. In fact, many of them didn't. And everybody knows that many of the children from Hasidish homes, that before the Milchama they were in Peyalach, that the whole Akira of the Churban brought them to a different situation, and they abandoned everything there. But they lost it. They didn't abandon it. They lost it. And some of them couldn't come to terms with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Some of them couldn't come to terms with their new situation. But I was thinking to myself, let's say that the father and the mother committed themselves to Torah and mitzvahs. Those children were sent to yeshiva. And now those children grow up and they become emeser, choshiva, fine, yungalite, b'nei Torah, with mishpachas that are karev to the Ribbono Shel Olam. it is without a doubt that everything that happens, not just that door, but the door after and the door after, that is yonek from the commitment, which was Alchut HaSaira, really, of those people who survived and still maintained their connection to the Eibishter and their commitment to Torah and Mitzvahs themselves. And sometimes, even if they had it, but the environment that they were placed in produced such nisyonos, such as people who came from Europe in the late 1800s, the early 1900s, and they just couldn't hold on. They were starving. Pikuach nefesh doicha Shabbos. They started working. And before that, they were already to tumult, but they tried, and it didn't work. And the children would be Americans, the Yankees. They go to the dance halls. They enjoy life. We want you not to be deprived the way we were deprived. And before you know it, they're assimilated. This is a kind of mayasa haben shelo yechta. But when it happens l'toiva, there's no doubt that all of the work of the parents and their mesiras nefesh to remain erlich hayid. We have a yid that davens with us every morning. I'm not going to mention his name. But b'li ayin hara, he has now many, many, many descendants. Maybe 100 descendants. And they're all, every single one of them, shomer Torah mitzvahs. He comes from a family that came taka from Russia in the late 1800s or early 1900s, people who were responsible for Torah, Vedas, Yeshiva, and so on. And these people were chad me'ir shnayim mishpacha, people who were committed to the Ribbono Shel Olam with unbelievable mesiras nefesh. And their descendants now number in the thousands of B'nai Torah and Shomer Torah mitzvahs. That is a tremendous zuchus that will never be forgotten by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because it's very easy to say, even with Einei Basar V'adam, even with our eyes of flesh, it's very easy to see and to say that this is only because they remained true and fast. Go find now a Baal Tshuva that came from Mishpachas that got lost. There are such people, but they're very rare, and they were creating themselves. It's not a zuchus to the Zayda. The Zayda didn't make that Baal Tshuva. The Baal Tshuva became a Baal Tshuva because of the Hashpa of today, of a Rebbe, of a Sefer, of a book. We had somebody that we had on Shabbos. We asked him, you know, where do you come to Yiddishkeit? He says he read the book, This Is My God, by Hermann Wouk. Interessant. So I told him I had a Talmud in the yeshiva who is now a Rav, and his wife is a big Rebbetzin, and gives a lot of shiurim and drushes to women and so on. And where did he come from? He comes from Pascagoula, Mississippi. For many years, we used to pronounce it Pachagula until somebody corrected us. But Pascagoula or Pachagoula, Lamaisis is Hainu Hach. It's a place in Mississippi, a university town, or not a university town. Weissich nicht, aber der Unterschied der Schule is, dort it's not a hotbed of Yira Shamayim. And I asked him, so he was born to a Jewish family, you know, Jewish parents. But, you know, in Mississippi. So I asked him, how did it ever happen? So he says he found a book in the library, This Is My God by Hermann Wouk. Pilei Ployim. This goes back years and years, from one Maisa to the other, maybe it's 15, 20 years. This Is My God. The rabbis say the zuchus of a Baal Tshuva is not necessarily attributable to the Zayda. It could be attributable to a This Is My God by Hermann Wouk. But when a parent leaves an Erlich Hador, and they leave an Erlich Hador, and they leave an Erlich Hador, and the parent b'shaita had to have tremendous mesiras nefesh and unbelievable dveikas to Hashem to be that way, then clearly all the subsequent doiris are yonik from that chinuch and that ashpa l'toiva. It all accrues back to that neshama in Himmel, and memela every door is creating an aliyas neshama with the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that they do. But the first point that he makes, I understand very well. It's a simple point that the nifter b'chayov accomplished, because it's really his own accomplishment. The second point, Me'inyon le'inyon, even though he doesn't really put a comma, so to speak, he just segues right into it. But me'inyon le'inyon, we could also understand. What is that? That when a person instructs his family, la'acha moisei, to give out tzedakah, to do certain mitzvahs, the fact that they're doing it at his behest is again because he, b'chayav, instructed them to do this. So even though the lamaisa shabai ended up after misasai, but since b'chayav he gave the instructions, and the reason they're doing it is because of those instructions, so it's again really something that was created b'chayav. So it's still, both of those are under the rubric of hayoim la'asaisam, u'machar le'kabel scharam. The third thing, however, namely, mikan tiknu shenoidrin tzedaka sheyitav la'oison shekvar mesu. How do you explain that? The father didn't give them instructions. So I think that you have to say as follows. If the person, I mean, I'm asking the question according, we'll see further because this theme is developed much more in various places. So this is the point. This is the question. This is my question. What happens if the father gave a child a very poor or non-existent chinuch? You can't attribute, and the child, he was mushba by Rabbi Akiva, yes. And now he has this tremendous idea that la'acha misas ovin, since he's afraid where his father is altogether, so he's going to be mezakeh him by giving tzedakah. So if you're saying that it's just a proof that the chinuch was strong, and that he was inculcated with the inyan of giving tzedakah, which of course, Baruch Hashem, many parents do. And that's what he's doing, so when you give tzedakah, you can say this is a symbol of the chinuch, it's a proof of the chinuch that was given, it's a consequence of the chinuch that was given, and the mele for the chinuch itself, you're getting the schar. But if the father had nothing to do with it, or the mother, then the hecha tasted that it has anything to do with the father. It doesn't have anything to do with the father. Say faket. So why does the tzedakah have a consequence? The answer is because giving tzedakah is good for the neshama. But he hasn't really established that in his argument so far. So we'll see. Then he says like this. Now he goes into a nayizach. Umatzinu sha'amesim mispalulim alabonim. Shenema vatal shichvas hatal pilul shechivas shoichvei kever. What is this all about? Look at footnote. It's actually a medrash. He's quoting a medrash. He doesn't say that he's quoting a medrash, but he's quoting a medrash. In the footnote, Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael b'Shalach Masechta de Vayisa. You know, in the Mechilta they have sections that they call Masechta. So don't get confused. We're not talking about Baba Kam, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. But this is a section called Vayisa. Rabbi Lezer Hamoidoy Oimer. The pasuk says b'noigeya to the Dor HaMidbar v'tal shichvas hatal soviv lamachane ola pilul. Pilul is from the Lashon tefillah, right? V'yamoid pinchos v'yifalel ola pilul tefilosam shalav v'yisenu shehoyu shechuvim kital al pnei ha'aretz. So the tefillah of the Avoseinu who are already gone, their tefillah was helpful for the dor, and that is what he's talking about. The mesim can be mispalel for the chayim. V'chein moyul ha-mesim sha-chayim mispalelim aleihem, oitzdoko shenoisnim aleihem. So where does it say that? So now he's megala the side. It's our pasuk. Utzdaka tatzil mimodas. It doesn't mean from dying. It means from Gehenna. Mimodas shebezeh ha'olam. It means from dying also. Umimodas shela osid. Sharei Shmuel bikeish alevi bebrachos v'kol shkenim noisin tzdaka bishfilai. Kimali tfila, mali tzedakah. It's very interesting, Lashon. What do you mean, mali tfila, mali tzedakah? So the idea that we can have tzedakah, he switches from the idea that the parent really did it, and he introduces an idea in between, which we wonder what was that necessary, namely that the niftarim can be mispalel. Everybody says, may at the end of the hesped, may they be a melitz yosher for the mishpacha, for Klal Yisrael, whatever. By the way, I want to just add that people get stuck when you're talking about a woman. And I remember once, I can't say that it was appropriate to laugh, but some people did because they couldn't help themselves. The person got up and gave a hesped, and he said, and may she be, and he paused, and he started being megamgim. He says, listen, whatever you're supposed to say, she should bring good things for us. So that, he couldn't get the words out because he couldn't figure out how do you translate, how do you change Melitz Yosher for a woman. But the truth of the matter is that Melitz Yosher is not Melitz Yosher, not a good Melitz. Melitz of Yosher, that's Melitz. Melitz of good things. Melitz Yosher, so Yosher is Yosher whether the male is doing it or the female is doing it. She changes, Melitz is Melitza. In the Smichus, Melitzas Yosher. She is the Melitz of Yosher. He is the Melitz Yosher, and she is the Melitzas Yosher. That's the right way to say it. You know, it's very interesting. I asked somebody, how do you translate Talmid Chacham? So what are my choices? Well, you have the two words, Talmid Chacham. There are two choices. What are the choices? A wise student, a Talmid who is Chacham, where Chacham is an adjective and not a noun. Talmid is the noun, and the adjective modifies the Talmid. He's not a stupid Talmid, he is a Talmid Chacham. What is the other alternative? The student of a wise man. Chacham is a noun, and Talmud is a noun. And it's the smichus. The student of a chacham. Which is correct? No, it's not both. The first or the second? So you know... Okay. You see, Reb Daniel had it right. You can't prove, you can't guess, because it could really be either one. So you have a proof from the plural. If it would be a wise Talmud, where Chacham is the adjective, then how would you say wise Talmidim? Talmidim Chachamim. Talmidim Chachamim. Talmid Chacham, Talmidim Chachamim. But it's not in the plural, Talmidim Chachamim. What is it? Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. So what's Talmidei? Clearly, the Talmidim of the Chachamim. So therefore, Talmid Chacham in the singular is the same. It's a Talmid of a Chacham. What I'm driving at is, a lot of times when you manipulate these things, you have to first ask, what am I saying to begin with? Melitz Yosha means a Melitz of Yosha. It's not Melitz Yoshar. So, what is this idea that we're asking them to be Melitzim of Yosha?
So when you call the person that is the Talmud Chacham, that is a learned person.
You know, let me tell you something. It's very often called Chacham. But you know what the secret is? In Yiddishkeit, you never stop learning and you never stop having a Rebbe. So even the biggest Chacham is a Talmid Chacham. And that's also in the first words by Pirkei Avos. Moshe Kibel Torah Mesol Yeshua Shul Iskems Ken Levim Heim Omru. There's no such thing as I just woke up and I have a whole Torah in my head. What does Rashi say in Oz Yashir? Is no such thing as a chacham means two things. He's not a chacham because he's never complete. He's always learning. You know, they found the rov in America. I don't know if this story is true. It doesn't sound right. And there's a story like that by the Hasidim, and there's a story like that in Lithuania. So I don't know, but there are similar stories I've heard. They found a Rav the light was on, and they looked through the window, 2 o'clock in the morning, he's pouring over the Sfarim. They fired him. We want somebody that's already fartik. We're not interested in somebody that's still studying. So Lemaisa, if you have a sense of Torah, you are always a Talmid Chacham. And it's a Talmid of a Chacham. Everybody has a Rebbe. So that's why the Lashon, but really Talmud Chacham, when you say somebody's a Talmud Chacham or Talmud Chacham Muvak, you mean he himself is a scholar, Fashteitza. Yeah. So now, in this idea of Melitz Yosha, we have what the Sefer Hasidim says. And then he says an interesting thing. We can ask them to be mispallel for us, and we can be mispallel for them. Now, where that reciprocity comes from, I don't know. I mean, why is he saying that one is dully in the other? He says, then the chayin moyel, he writes, shehachayim mispallelim aleihem, oy tzedakah shenoisnim aleihem. So the tzedakah, we have a pasuk. But tzedakah tatzel mimavis. That's interesting. He writes, tzedakah tatzel mimavis, mimavis shebezeh ha'olam, or mimavis shlasid. And then he writes, "V'kolshkenim noistim tzedaka b'shvilai, kimalit tfila malit tzedaka." What does he mean b'shvilai? He's saying like this: when you say tzedaka tatzel mimavis, who's giving the tzedaka? No, parshat pshat. No.
The person himself.
When it says mimavis ba'olam hazem, when the goyim says that it's matzil from Mavis Mishuna, the Gemara says, or from Mavis Mamish, or from the Mavis of the three kinds of Gehenna. Who's Tzedakah?
The Natan himself.
The Nifter. Right. In other words, if a person gives Tzedakah B'chayav, not only is it Matzel him Mavis, or the Misa Mishuna, but it's also Matzel him after Misa from different aspects of Gehenna. But here we're using tzedakah tatzel mimavis in a different way, and the Sefer Chasidim realized that. That's why he's not so glib, it's not so easy for him to mention that tzedakah tatzel mimavis is proof. Because the pasuk alone could be by the Nifter himself when he was alive, he gave tzedakah, that tzedakah keeps being relevant even after he's Nifter. But that somebody here on earth can do something, maybe it's just about Dover himself, he can't do anything. Unless, again, it's the Ashbah, the Chinuch, etc., etc. So he says, no. There's a Psanayah Zach that lies in Tzedakah Tatzel Mimavis. Anybody who gives Tzedakah for someone in his Zechus is able to be Mashpia. And anyone who davens for a Nifter and asks for Aliyas Neshama, what do we call that, Fila?
Yisker,
exactly. Yisker Lekim Nishmas. So let me ask you, you have to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam to remember. That's a peculiar idea. And what if he does remember? So then what? That a teretz is, we are asking for an aliyas neshama. We're asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take care of the neshama l'toiva. And that is a tefillah for the nifter. So you see that the whole idea of Yizkor, and during Yizkor we are Pesach Tzedakah, is again the same thing. There's a special koyach to Tzedakah that lies in the understanding of Tzedakah Tatzel Mimavis. And everything ultimately is rooted, and that's why the first and foremost Yizkor is on Yom Kippur. You know why? Because it is part of the idea of Bakoshas Kapara. That's part of the reason that we say Avol Anachnu. What's the next word? Avol Seinu Chatanu, Ashamnu Bagadnu. Do you know that when we say Ashamnu, we mean not just us, but all the way back. And when we say Bagadnu, we mean not just us, we mean all the way back. Why? Because Kapel Amcha Yisrael Elu HaChayim Asher Padisa Elu HaMesim Mechlal Shamesim Tzrichim Kapara. There's an inyan of Kapara that goes on even after the Nifter is gone, even after Petila. And that's part of Yom Kippur's Avoida, to ask that Kapara on their behalf, even as we are asking Kapara for ourselves who are alive. And the chelik of that also is why it's a special inyan to be noitiv tzedakah on Yom Kippur. Again, because tzedakah tatzel mimaves in the sense of someone who is already gone, and it's matzel them, or it helps them in their neshama. So that's what he says over here. And then he says like this, V'dafka ba'olam hazeh yochol lehetiv lenefesh hames. Very remarkable idea. V'im shosak ba'olam hazeh v'loy bikesh gam lo yivakesh la'osid. So here he's talking about things that are in the Olam HaSel Yoinim. He says neshamas can't ask for one another. It's like an interesting machshava. They can't ask for one another. It has to, all the avoda is done here on earth. The neshamas can ask for the chayim. And you know, we have a concept that of course is very fundamental in many, many midrashim. You come to Moshe Rabbeinu and you ask, be mevakish for Klal Yisrael. You come to the Abbas and you ask, they should be mispowel for Klal Yisrael. And so on and so forth. So this is the idea. It's not just Moshe Rabbeinu, it's anybody. All the neshamas can ask for people who are in this world. But they can't ask for one another. For the sant. It's a whole dynamic over here. What could happen and what can't happen. The Meir Omar, he says, "V'im bikesh ba'olam hazeh, metivim lames." But if you are mispowel in this world, then it does have a hashpah for the nifter. And he says, "Reb Meir Omar." Reb Meir was, of course, a Talmud of Elisha ben Abuya, who was called Acher, and Acher was, of course, very problematic. And he went to Gehenna. Zokt Reb Meir, the Talmud, kisha omus ele oshon mikivroi da acher. Reb Yochanan Omar, ekochenu mi Gehenna. So he says, and chasant nazach, he just finished saying 2 minutes ago, what? That they can't help each other. And now he's quoting Chazal that says, Adarav alehefech, that they can. And he's asking the question, and not only that, why don't they daven for him right now? So he says, Loma lo yuchlo lasis kein b'chayehem, ki rabu pshov shal acher, im lo shereb meir b'koyach osa, b'chein reb yoichnan l'acha moysam, yeah, shashoyer nitcha mipneihem, v'loi hoyu yecholim la'asos b'chayeihem b'vakosha.
What a shower.
Yeah, so he says like this. He says the gatekeeper couldn't keep them aside. In other words, I think what he's driving at is a very interesting machshava. It's not pshat that when they'll be nifter, they'll work for them, because that you can't do. When they will come, they will force, you know, the Talmud comes to the Rebbe, and wherever the Talmud goes, the Rebbe goes, Maglin Rabbi Imai, the Talmud is going, pushing straight through the Gan Eden, and the Rebbe is latching on, and he's pulling him out. That's really what it is. It isn't, I'll work on his behalf like a lawyer. It means my presence, he's going to pull him out. Pameisim misvakchim bebezdin shalmalo v'atzadikim oisim beinayim shalom u'pa'omim shloyim choyol ad shemekabel olav le'osis shum dovo tzar lezare. Pile ploy. Person has an avera and the punishment has to happen. And it's possible that the punishment should be meted out on one of his descendants here on earth. What's remarkable about this Sefer Chassidim is that there's like 50 different inyanim here, and it's an exaggeration, but there are many different inyanim, each one individually critically important in our Hashkafas Olam, and he packs it in and he doesn't have very much discussion. The next piece, Kufay.
What's Shmuel Bikesh Al Levi?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope, as this Hashem Lilad. The Maisa Bechosid Echot Shoya Noida Bishvil Hanashomis Bishvil Kroivov. The Charkach Noider Hakoil Bistam Bishvil Kol Hanashomis. He used to make a specific, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, but again, There is in many Sidurim a Yiskar for specific individuals, Pliny ben Pliny, and then it says a much more generic Yiskar, a Kael Mole Rachmin that's generic. This is what this person did. First he was masker his krivim, and then he was masker and gave tzedakah for all the neshamas. Amar lo lama tasekein. V'amalei mipnei sheyesh mehem shani nehne b'schuso v'lo eye kofui toiva. V'oi hein k'moi kein b'shvilam yetiv li. Yeah. B'shvilam yetiv li. He says a very interesting thing. He says, I gave tzedakah for all the neshamas because I don't know who benefited me and I want not to be an ingrate. I want to be makir toiva. I don't want to be a kafui toiva. Very interesting idea. Person has a life, and in his life there are many influences and many positive things and many gifts that he receives of all kinds. Help, money, this, that. People help their children. A lot of things. People are machanich, rebbeim, teachers, kindergarten teachers, the bus driver, who knows? And there's a tremendous number of taivis, a tremendous number of things that people went out of their way. And we are tzniyistic, and we don't want to be megala all the time. And sometimes a person doesn't even realize that a benefit is happening to him. So how do you ever repay them? The answer is he davens for the neshamas. He gives tzedakah that they should have an aliyah. It's an exciting idea. He gives tzedakah. I had a minig that we couldn't get all the names because it's not so easy after many years. But our minig was that whenever a child got married, we would send an invitation to every single mechanech of that child. From kindergarten. From kindergarten. It's not possible. That's possible to do. And even that's not so easy after 20 years. But to be grateful to all the people that helped you, how do you know who helped you? So he had a patent. He's going to be noided stalker for all the neshamas. And the mela, he's definitely guaranteed to hit his target. A chasantan idea. Then he says, besides that, they'll help me too. Because they'll daven for me. That's what he says. K'may kein b'shvilam yetiv li. V'im taimar, he asks the question again. This is, of course, much earlier in Simon Kuf Ayin. But this is the question. Hari chatos shemesu b'alea mesa, the chatos dies. In other words, it's not brought al gabi amizbeach, even though it was nikdash as a carbon chatos. Mipnei ki carbon chatos lohagim min ha-yisurim u'kvar meis. Very interesting. He adds here a new idea that the whole point of the chatos is not going to be any irrelevant. And besides that, misa itself substitutes for the chatos because misa is mechaperes.
He said before. He said this kapul of anosa.
He actually said it later because that's later in the sefer.
Okay.
But you're right. He repeated himself. Correct. Avot tzedaka shenoisnin doyme le'egla arufa. It's very interesting. Again, he says the same thing. Egla Arufa teaches us that it's possible to have such an idea of kapara for the Yotze Mitzrayim. Asher podisa elu hamesim. V'oid, im yoyim ha'odam ma moyul acha misa im ha'bein rosha, hari ha'av yuchal ifdoisei b'tzdaka. V'oime och loipoda yifte ish. I'll explain to you what he's saying in a minute. For the Av, he brings his own oila. So he says an interesting thing. He says, you would think that it's impossible for any person to benefit somebody else with his mitzvahs. Because if that person is a Rasha, another person's mitzvahs are not going to help. If the son is a Rasha, is the father going to be able to be paid to him with tzedakah? Each person has to stand on his own two feet and be responsible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So how is it that you can help the nifter? So he's really going back to his original question and asking on this whole idea of the Egla Arufa, how can you have a Bakoshas Kapara for Mason? So he says no, because even though you can't bring the Chatas of the father, but you can bring the Ola of the father. So it's like an interesting thing. And then he says, but it's really not a comparison, because it's not the Ola that you are bringing, it's the Ola that the father was Makdish. But here, you're bringing your own Stucker. He says, yeah, you're right, it's not a perfect analogy, but nevertheless. But what lies here is a very interesting thing. Stucker has a carbon quality, apparently, that somehow attaches itself to the Niftarim. That's what he says. It's a very interesting story. Somebody went and he wandered into a forest, Ubalaila, Laor Halavona, Ba Adam Echad Etzloit. As you're probably aware, you know, they didn't have electricity in those days. But Balaila Ba'ar Halavona Ba Adam Echad Etzloi Vihikir Oisai Shahoya Meis. That's a wonderful experience, you know. I know a Maisa where they were doing a Tara, and the person said, what are you doing to me? Mamish woke up out of his coma. Yeah. But here, Hikir Oisai Shahoya Meis. No Shaila that a Nifter is talking to him. And of course, he wanted to run for his life. Don't worry, you know, I'm harmless. Right. Ani Ploini. This is who I am. He identified himself. That's what I said. So why are you if you're mace, why are you wandering around over here? Amalei b'shvil sada ploini shegazalti. I stole the sada, and because of that, ein li menucha umiyagim oisi biyaris. They exhaust me to wander through the fields, through the forests. V'kayoytze b'shamati. This is the end of the story, by the way. So my inyan shmita itzel har Sinai, by the way. We'll soon see. Kayotze by Shamati Maisa Benochri Echad. He's talking about a guy even. Meis. Shemeis Vaacha Yomim Holach Avdoi. Umotsoi Balailo. Vamale Altifrach Eini Mazik Luchot. The Eved found his Odoin, the guy, walking around, and he told him, don't worry. Amale Valoyata Meis. Amale Emes. And now, ishti, say to my wife who is using that nachla, she's still alive, to go give it back to its original owner. Imagine this person, the Eved, comes and he says to the wife, you know, your husband, you know, your husband died, you know. She says, yeah, I know. You know, and you know, he left you this beautiful mansion. She says, yeah. Well, the truth of the matter is, you got to give it back. So, hein lo yaminu li, what if they don't believe me? So, like, you know, you got to give me a simon. Amalei. They don't trust you, then tell them that if they go to this and this place, I will appear to them. They checked his grave, and he was out of the grave. Amar Eved, Hachziru l'nigzol nachalosei. So they said, the Eved said, give it back, oz yonuach. Period. Harei ze benochrim. Vim tistapek im ze emes ha'sheker. Harei b'Yisrael b'vadei adin hukach. If you have any doubts about this story, because it happens it's told over by the Goyim, then at least believe the other story that I told you, that for sure is true about the Yisrael. You know, lately we haven't had these kind of encounters. No, I'm serious. And that's because on many levels the lights are always on. And I'm not going to go any further than that. Abba Lamaisa, this is what he brings down. Then Taima, Lama Yoyil Ba'isai Oilam, Hoyulu Bechayav Loy Osa Veloy Tziva, in Bechayav, Elisha Oisim Bishviloy. So he's relentless over here. He said, now, let me ask you the following. I mean, before he says anything, maybe that's what he's going to say. Someone asks you, the Nifter appeared to someone in a dream, and he told him that my neshama will not have any rest until you fix some avla that I did. And the avla was fixed. The sufferer of the avla is now compensated, and he no longer suffers. So the avla is redefined. So whatever punishment was supposed to come from the avla is now not going to be meted out, because many avlas, besides your original kavana, which is bad, and besides the original act, which is bad, and the amount of time that act's perpetration caused harm and damage, but that came to an end. And the punishment was intended to keep going. So when the punishment stops because the avla has come to an end, it isn't because they did something for him, it's because the avla is now redefined and mitigated and lessened. So chaposh tizah. So it's not like they gave stock on his behalf, which is his original question. Even if he would ask them to give stock on. But that's a new thing. And who's doing it? The chayim. It's not something that he did before. But to fix an avla is not the same as doing something positive later. Because when you fix the avla, you've redefined the original avla. Let's see what he says. V'im tistapik im ze'emes ha'sheker ha'ri b'Yisrael v'adai din keimim. Toim ha'loma yoyol y'b'oysa oylam hoyol b'chayiv lo yosov lo yitziva el shoysim b'shviloi. Noima, we will answer. Ki yesh chiluk b'ino anoshim she'im lo yiske b'chayiv lo yatzilu lo yikol atzdokas. Aval im zocha v'choto u'b'shvil avoynes gershu migan eden oyoysen lo yidin b'gehenem oy miyagin oy say derech koitzim oy malachei chavolo m'sachakim b'oy. To reduce ulamait, same thing, pachas maat, lepachis ulamait me avoy noisav. Avo, mishaloi zochalach hamisa lo yoil kol mashi yasu b'shvil hameis, elam kein tziva zebachayo v'osu b'moisai, k'mashi matzinu b'moisai v'yashuv v'chol yisrov v'dovid shloimei, tol hakosu b'moisai v'dovid, pirusha moisai tziva l'alis arayna shal yosef, uvnei yisrael elu, v'nikral shei moisai, v'yikach moisai, v'chein david b'kish libi v'yisam migdash lo'ol b'yod al p'ya dibu, v'tziva l'shloime l'vnoisai v'tol hakosu v'dovid, v'zeh amrat tol hakosu b'moisai v'dovid. He doesn't answer what I answered. And I'm despoiled that he doesn't answer what I answered. I'm mamish despoiled. What does he say? He said, but, in a way we should be happy that he doesn't answer our answer. Why? Because our answer is logical, it's simple. He establishes a very fascinating yisod. A corrupt neshama will not be helped by the things that we do down here on earth. If a person led a miserable, profligate life, it's very interesting that he doesn't connect it back to what he was discussing about what later he will be discussing about Reb Meir and Reb Yochanan. Because Acher is a very complicated person. You don't know how to teach him exactly. But the Inyan here, at least, what he's saying is, if you have somebody that has an ikuv, you know what an ikuv is? A ma'ake? There's something holding him back. In other words, you have a car. The car is working beautifully, and the motor is running smoothly, and the person has a partner who's sitting in the next seat, and that partner has his foot on the brake. So no matter what he's trying to do, and no matter how good the car is, and no matter how it's full of gas, and no matter how good of a driver he is, he's not going anywhere. There's an ikur. You have sometimes that the car is ready to go, and there's a curb that somebody put down in front of the tires. The car can't go. V'chulu v'chulu. In the instance of such a neshama, what is the analogy? That the person is a tzaddik b'chayim, and he did tremendous things, but he also blew it here and there, and there's a block, there's a foot on the brake, there's a problem. That problem can be reduced or eliminated by what others do here on earth. Because, apparently, according to the Sefer Chassidim, the etzem atzmuso, the neshama is a tahira and is headed to Gan Eden. But the ikuvim can be removed. But a neshama that is destined to be b'shoel tachtis cannot be saved. That's an amazing thing to say. He says again, if somebody is holding him back, he's a tzaddik. But he has an ikuv, he cannot enter in the mechitza of tzaddikim. Or, b'shvil certain averos, they punished him and they chased him out of Gan Eden, even though he belongs in Gan Eden. Tziva zeh b'chayev osu b'moysoi k'mo shematzinu b'moysho v'yoshua v'chol Yisrael. He says, if a person, sh'loi zochel achamisa, when he brings the examples of Moshe and David, you have to understand. He doesn't mean that Moshe and David are such types. Fakir. He's only saying one thing. As you see, the Torah will attribute to the living person consequences of what he did, b'chayav, which only show up after Misasa. So he says, in other words, if you have a person who is not zoicha that other people should do for him, but he put into motion b'chayav positive things which never came to fruition before he died. But later they did. So the lamafreya asiya is reckoned in their zechus ke'ilu they completed the job. You know, it's remarkable. In terms of teaching up who did something, who brought the Aron out of Mitzrayim, says the Pasuk, Yeshua. Why? Because Eina Mitzvah Nikreis, El Al Shein Goimra. So here, the Sefer Chassidim, besides everything else, and we'll have to stop here, and we'll get to the Mice of Shmuel next time, and I want to think to the other Sefer Chassidim, is a tremendous, this Tafrei Yud Aleph. It's a very big inyonin. But I just want to make the chiluk, because it's very important to be aware of this distinction. If you're asking about the mitzvah and its fulfillment in terms of the accomplishment, then Eina Mitzvah Nikrei Sela Hashem. So Yoshua is given the zechus that he brought the Aron finally into its makam, its resting place. On the other hand, the Vayikach Moshe's Atzmis Yosef Imai is never lost. In other words, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs, Vosetus Geholfen, Lamaise, he never brought him into Eretz Yisrael to be buried. So the answer is, of course, without Moshe it wouldn't have happened, without Yoshua it wouldn't have happened. They both get schar, but different kinds of schar. One gets the schar of the mitzvah because he made it happen, lamaisa. He was buried. The other one, Moshe Rabbeinu, gets the schar because it was his instigation and the beginning of the mitzvah. And without Moshe, who knows what would have happened to those outsiders? Yisrael's Isaac Bepisa. In the same vein, David HaMelech. David HaMelech instigates it, he collects the money for it. I'll tell you the truth, just for collecting the money alone, you should have that story. Rabbi Yisai, I just want to tell you, when a person has these zuchuyas, he's saying he made it for himself. But the previous point is an unbelievably powerful idea. I just want to read before we leave, just those couple of lines again. He writes like this. He says, "Ki yesh chiluk bein anoshim shelo yis im lo yiske b'chayav." What does he mean, "im lo yiske b'chayav"? He's not roi to go to Gan Eden. He's not, you know, I call Yisro Yeshom Chel Kol Amabo and everything. That's a separate discussion. And that even the biggest Rosh has only a certain amount of time. But that whole parsha, whatever it is, if he's a Ben Gehenim, the tzedakah is not going to help, he says. Hell of a thing. But Kapil Amcha Yisrael is only for the good ones. What's he saying? But that's what he's saying, black on white. He says, if the person Be'etzim is a tzaddik, but ain't tzaddik bo'etz ha'shiyasa toivu la'yachto. So there's this chesaron and that pegam and this mum, and it's having Kadosh Baruch Hu's medatek echut asayra, and therefore it's having ikuvim, it's causing problems. Those problems you can erase. You can take the person's foot off the brakes by giving tzedakah. You can pull away the stumbling block by giving tzedakah. And then the car goes. Because the car has all of the necessary components already. But if the car doesn't have a chassis, or it doesn't have a motor, or it doesn't have a driver, taking your foot off the pedal is not going to do a kihuzet. That's what he says. And it's a remarkable, remarkable idea. We should take a bizoicha that we should live a long life, Bezos Hashem, and do a lot of Torah.